Hey, everybody, welcome to Continue. Knew that would get you. Welcome to Continue Watching. My name is Antone.
And this is Tyler.
I am Monsignor Paul. I mean, Trey.
Monsignor?
Monsignor.
And
today we
that
are
dog
watching
won't hunt Monsignor.
Yeah, today we're watching Midnight Mass. The Mass at Midnight, which is on Netflix. It's a limited series. 7 episodes long, so if you have a Netflix subscription, go and watch it there. Well, a description with that subscription. Tyler.
A description with that subscription.
Yeah, subscribe right now. Click on it. Support the podcast.
Subscribe to be described. Midnight Mass is about an isolated island community experiencing miraculous events and frightening omens after the arrival of a charismatic, mysterious young priest.
Pretty vague.
That is pretty vague.
It's a mystery.
I mean, we're going to spoil everything. Spoiler alerts, it's vampires from Egypt.
Yeah. They used to worship me like a god.
I thought they were in
Jerusalem. It was Jerusalem.
That's pretty close. That's pretty close to Egypt, right?
Yep, it's actually pretty close, yeah.
It's like a 15-mile walk. Nobody knows why the Jews took 40 years to get.
They got short legs.
Just walking around in circles.
I got a big head and little arms. I don't know how well this plan was thought out. Name that movie.
I really like Meet the Robins.
Meet the Fockers.
Side note, I know we're talking about Midnight Mass, but Meet the Fockers is on Hulu. Anyway, my grandmother, before she died, was super Mormon. Like the most Mormon lady ever. She came over to my parents' house, just an example. Came over to my parents' house, they were watching Naked and Afraid on Discovery Channel. And her dying words to my mom, like the last thing she ever said was that she shouldn't watch pornography in the house and it would destroy her marriage. Referring to Naked and Afraid. Like she's that kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Or was.
Maybe that's why she died.
Almost, maybe.
Got a little too excited.
She loved Meet the Fockers. She thought it was the funniest movie on.
Really?
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
I thought that. It's too bad that Father Paul wasn't there and his angel so that she could come back to life.
True. Well, were you guys scared?
No.
A little bit at the beginning, but then it just really, the fear factor of it just went down real fast.
Yeah. I was scared that Bev Keane was going to get me.
She sucks.
She really does.
I like at the end how she's like, burn the church. Or burn everything but the church. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
God probably is not cool with that. Like even if you're like, go back to the church, I don't think he's like, cool. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
He did a flood, so.
I know.
But she pretty much had a Meet the Robinson moment, though. She had a little bit of a head. Burned every single building, thinking that was the right thing to fucking do. And I'm sitting there as they're starting to burn everything. I'm just thinking to myself, well, where the fuck are they going to hide once the day comes? And lo and behold, everything ends up getting burnt. And I'm like, yeah, well, there you have it.
I really liked Bev Keane. I thought she was like... decent character until they made her racist.
I mean, she was definitely like a super murderer.
Yeah, but that was fine because she had her faith.
Okay.
And I'm fine with her not liking Sheriff Hassan because of the faith difference. But the fact that she was like, I'm now racist.
I mean,
I'm a racist vampire.
I mean, like, she
That's
was
okay.
Like, I thought it was just a. We already didn't like her. They didn't have to make it more so unlikable.
I mean, I think it kind of fits in place, though, because you get how she's pretty, low key with it, not necessarily like super vocal, but slightly vocal at the beginning. So the fact that she, her faith or whatever, has been reaffirmed and through those events, it allowed her like validation to be more racist.
Yeah, I'm fine with her being racist.
I disagree.
I'm not, like, I don't think it was a good choice, but I don't think it ruined her character.
Well, I don't think it ruined the character, but it made it so I liked the show less as a result.
So it didn't ruin her character, it ruined the show.
Well, because her character's already the worst. So, oh no, she's even worse.
The guy, what's her name? Samantha Sloyan? Like, she has the look.
She's got the look.
She just looks like a bitch.
I mean, so does it make any difference the fact that she still, of course, dies at the end? Despite it? Despite everything?
Yeah, the racism didn't pay off.
I mean, we knew she was going to die.
Right. Like, I mean, I get that.
Yes.
But
I don't know. I enjoyed the show, kind of, mostly. Yeah.
I do have one quick question, though. So if the blood was always in the sacrament, how did Ali Hassan, the son, change if he had never taken the sacrament?
They snuck into his house at night and bled into his mouth, a la Dracula.
Okay.
Yeah. A la Dracula.
The angel, like, cut a vein on his chest and let him suckle at the vein.
It was a little erotic, and they couldn't show it on Netflix.
Are you guys on IMDb?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you go down on the top casts to Louise Oliver, who played Uker. Looks like a Oblivion NPC.
He does.
Looked like what?
An Oblivion NPC.
Oh. From
the hit game Oblivion.
the hit game
Oblivion. He's also in a new show called Inside Job or Inside Man. I think it's Inside Job.
It's about 9/11.
It's not.
Oh. You heard it here. It was an inside job.
A crime drama mystery. And the Bebe Say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that has Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
Tucci.
Tucci's.
I gotta tell you guys, I'm not usually like a horror fan, but I like this show.
It was a fun like watch. I don't think it did anything groundbreaking.
I think what's the priest's name? It's the guy who played
Monsignor Pruitt.
Yeah, but the actor's name
is it Hamish Linklater?
Yeah, dude killed it.
Yeah,
100%.
When
absolutely amazing, killed it.
When did you
him
believe...
and?
Sorry, go ahead.
Bev. Or Samantha Sloyan, and Linklater. I think unless I'm missing anyone, those are probably the two best acting performances.
Yeah, they are both pretty good.
When did you realize that he was the old man? He was Monsignor.
I kind of was spoiled on this before I saw this show. So I knew from the beginning.
You said, I'm going to watch Midnight Mass, and someone said, oh, the one about the priest who's old but is young again due to vampirism? And you're like, I guess. I didn't suspect it until it was revealed.
I suspected it at the beginning of the episode that revealed it. Because at the beginning, he's in the confessional, and he's all like, I'm about to lie to them. Like, he had wandered off into the desert, and no one knew where he was. I'm like, how did you know where he was? Like, you're probably him. So.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I was enamored by the story he was telling.
Yeah. I think my favorite thing about this show, well, there's two things. One, I like that they killed Riley. That was pretty interesting. I didn't see that coming. And two, Father Paul. I really like that he thought that the vampire was an angel.
Yeah, like, how stupid can you be?
Yeah, I don't get why he thought that. I mean, I've seen TV, like even one or two episodes of TV in my life. Like, I would figure that's not an angel. But I like that he sincerely thought it was. I thought that made it really interesting that he was infecting his church because he thought it really was a gift from God. I thought that was a really interesting way to do that.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that a bit too, though. And it kind of makes sense a little bit based upon knowing how he was before. He had dementia, and he was dying. So there was even that talk with the two Riley and Aaron about how you die before you die. It releases all of those chemicals in your brain. So I mean, dementia mixed with that. Really, I kind of understand him thinking, oh yeah, it's an angel. But other than that, without those factors, I think, yeah, exactly the same. Obviously, it's a fucking vampire.
Yeah. But that's a really cool twist. And I like that even after he found out everyone was vampires, he's like, can we not kill everybody? Like, I don't agree with what you're doing. Like, he wasn't a bad guy. And I think that's what's so cool and made him such a good bad guy. And one of the reasons I like the show so much.
Yeah, he knew what the drawbacks were, and he wanted to be able to mitigate that. Like, let's put a leash on this, like, straight out the gate.
Oh, that's really cool. Reading some trivia. Like, this show is also really well written. I really like the writer and a lot of the stuff he used. One of the reasons that he came back as Father Paul is because this mirrors Saul of Tarsus from the Bible, who became the Apostle Paul, who on his way to Damascus was blinded by the light of God. And so the priest instead was, you know, swallowed by darkness, but they both saw the angels that saved them.
Dude, imagine getting blinded by God. It's just like,
well, he probably showed up and hung on.
He's like, what the fuck, dude?
This is my dick.
Yeah, you don't have to blind me with that big schmeat.
Ironically, God's a scientist. That's what he blinded you with, was science.
Get out.
Science.
We have a hypothesis, and we're going to test the shit out of it. That's what we're going to do here today.
Science. Have you guys never heard that song?
No.
I have.
Is that about the Bill Nye intro?
There's a song called She Blinded Me. No, it's an 80s song. It's like a one-hit wonder. It's like, she blinded me with science. Science.
She blinded me with science.
Science.
Dumb in engineering.
He eventually had to change towns. He had become a recluse and then change towns because the teenagers that he would meet on the street would follow him around and yell science at him every time he did something.
That's annoying.
Science.
Bro, she blinded him with science and then she failed him in biology? Messed up.
Messed up. But, I don't know. I'm not usually a horror fan.
This was like horror light. It was more just like suspense story.
Yeah. And I think I was talking to Tyler about this. I have a problem with the horror genre as a whole because I feel like they say it's scary. You let him out. They say like they use fear. Sorry, one second. What? No, sorry. My wife doesn't care that I'm on a call.
Will you tell your lovely wife to give you some space?
I will. I don't like horror movies for the most part because I feel like they're badly done. And they use horror as a crutch to not tell a good story.
Yeah, I dislike horror for mostly the same reason. Other than I also just don't like the tension of watching horror.
So. I get that. The only scene that made me jump, and this is the same with April, was when they threw the Molotov into the house near the end.
You both are cowards.
Which is very surprising. Yeah.
That was the only gotcha.
Yeah. We weren't expecting it. It happened. We just jumped. Jumping isn't a reaction to fear. It's a reaction to surprise.
Yeah. Surprised how scaredy cats you guys are both.
You're going to be surprised when I pee in your bed.
I mean, you have to come up here and see me. Bring Anton.
I would be pretty surprised if you peed in his bed too.
And I'm not going to drink water for a few days, so it's going to be stinky.
If you eat golden puffs before you come, it'll smell like golden puffs.
I'm going to eat a bunch of asparagus.
Asparagus and red beets.
Okay.
So it's going to be red as well. It's going to look like blood.
Oh my. And a bunch of Cadbury eggs, so it's creamy too. You're going to be confused.
God damn it.
Yeah, you're right. I am confused. They haven't even got there yet.
Cherry cordials.
Mm. Oh my.
What's a cherry cordial?
You don't know what a cherry cordial is?
I don't even know what.
No.
What the fuck? They're, it's cherry. It's a cherry in like some type of sugary cream, kind of covered in chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think I know what they are now. I don't like cherries though, so
they're not that good.
Probably don't like cherries because of them.
Cherries are gross.
Cherries aren't that bad alone. Like, I've had some good natural cherries.
Yeah, like I can eat a handful of cherries as is, but like even cherry flavoring and cherry.
A handful? Don't they have pits?
Yeah.
So you're just grabbing handfuls of cherries.
Yeah.
You are insane.
You know, you can spit them out.
Ugh.
Are you?
Spit them out of what?
The seeds.
Your fucking ass.
So do you eat 100% of everything that is ever put in your mouth? You never spit anything out?
Unless it's you're cooking.
I swallow whatever's put in my mouth.
Oh god.
Like a goat.
Should I not?
He's a throat goat, if you know what I mean.
That means I suck dick good.
I suck dick exceptionally well.
You know what? I bet that Bev was also a throat goat.
I bet she's never even seen one.
No way.
Are you kidding me? She's a prude, dude.
I know. I'm sure she probably has seen one, but she gasped, fainted, and who knows? Only God
knows. And shit.
Ooh, we can watch season 4 of Attack on Titan next.
No, thank you.
Let me ask each of you this, starting with Anton.
Okay.
Anton, was there something about this show that you didn't like?
I wouldn't say I disliked anything. Nothing really made me too excited to watch it, is probably a better answer.
It was just meh?
Well, it kind of goes into, like, I'm not a fan of horror. Once it started going, like, less horror-esque through the later half, it definitely picked up after that. But
well, what was horror to you?
Just getting that, like, that tension.
Not trying to belittle. I'm wanting to...
No, you're fine.
Just trying to what?
Like, the tension. Like, that... like with like the music,
suspenseful.
This is the suspense, yeah. Like the anxiety it gives you and stuff. Like it makes me feel very uncomfortable, and I do not like it. And so that really affects
clammy hands.
No, my heart starts racing, and it doesn't feel good. Like I need to go to the doctor.
I get clammy hands.
So okay. Yeah, like but story wise, like especially towards the end, like where that started to develop more. Definitely made me like it more than towards the beginning.
I could fuck with that.
Yeah, me too.
What about you, Trey? Anything in this show that stood out as something you weren't too keen on?
Sheriff Hassan.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. It's the actor. He was in a show on CW called iZombie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the yellow Power Ranger.
Yeah, dude. She's so attractive in iZombie. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Back, it's like that yellow, her yellow Power Ranger days were pretty pretty great. It was Dino Thunder, I think it was.
Yeah, that too. I know, she's kind of one of the only, whatchamacallit, to make it. Power Ranger people to make it. Plus, she was an RPM, which is objectively the best season of, well, the best story. I think SPD's still a little better, but...
She was an RPM as well?
Anyway, Ravi, was that not the one she was in?
She was in, if you're talking about the girl from iZombie, she was in Dino Thunder.
I think so. I thought she was an RPM. Yeah, Power Rangers RPM. You're thinking of... She was Summer Lansdowne, the Yellow Bear RPM Ranger.
Hmm. Well, I knew she was yellow, at least.
I know my power. That's true. You were right there. I know my Power Rangers, son.
I know mine, too, but apparently you know them better than me.
Yeah, I was a longtime fan. I even just got back from the Power Rangers convention in California, Anaheim.
Nice. And
had a lot of cool people there. Turns out the Green Power Ranger's a dickhead. So,
oh, yeah.
At first, Jason David Frank sucks.
Oh, yeah.
But,
So because he was in a different show, you didn't like it? Or you just only saw that character?
I only saw the character. So it was, I feel like it took away from the tension. And that's not his fault. I didn't dislike it much of anything. There was just stuff I didn't like as much as others. So, if that makes any sense. I thought the location was maybe a little fantastical.
Just a small island town?
Yeah, but where?
Uh-huh.
It's so small. And it's like, would a boat even really stop there? How do they get people to come to the island? There's no economy. They don't even have to use dollars. What country are they from? It just raises a lot of questions.
So you for this
it's for a five, bartering system.
For 5 seashells, please.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not scary. I don't give a shit if, like, vampires took over a small town that uses a shell currency. They can't cross moving water or large bodies of it.
They can. Just lands 30 miles away. I'm guessing it's like... I don't know. I just sounded stupid in my head, so...
No, I'm sure that you could continue to be stupid.
Okay, northeast or northwest coast. Duh.
It, yeah, I don't know. It would have been just fine if it had taken place in, like, just a small New England town or if it was on the, you know, the Pacific coast.
Just one of those. And it wouldn't make sense for the ending.
Yeah, I know, but it could have just, like, established it. Like, oh, it was, you know, right off of the Oregon coast. I don't know. And I don't watch enough horror stuff either to be, like, I thought this was well done for a genre of show I will not watch more of.
April said something that I think made sense to me, and that was that it felt to her like the directors and the writers had an ending in mind, and they built the show to fulfill that ending, where it was an island set ablaze, vampire dying, and kids in a boat. So they didn't go into the details.
Yeah, I could definitely see that as the way that they did it. Like, the writing process was such. I like that it was written and directed by the same guy. All of this episodes were. I don't know. I like the actors. Cool. I just think all in all, it was kind of a cool hook. There wasn't... Like I said, the ending.
Yeah, the ending was very lackluster.
Yeah, the set piece was kind of interesting. I like that it just did that, I guess, but also it wasn't well done. Like you're saying, they had an idea of what they wanted to use it for, but it didn't work super well.
Yeah. I think the biggest... To answer my own question that no one posed to me.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I didn't like about this movie was everyone had to have a dramatic fucking 25-minute long scene. And I don't like the way Kate Siegel looks.
I don't like how she looks in her IMDb photo. She looks like Marilyn Manson.
Oh my god.
She does.
I can see it.
What would you do to make this better?
I would get rid of most of the drama because a lot of it was just asinine, I thought.
Right. Okay.
Like, she's like, the thing that really stuck out to me as the worst was when Aaron was talking to Riley about how she lost her kid, and then he just starts talking about a dream he has, and it's like, what?
Yeah, well, I think the baby subplot as a whole wasn't very good.
Well, it fed into the main storyline of vampirism.
Yeah. I don't know.
They could have done it a different way without spending like so many episodes on it.
It would have been cool if the baby was a vampire and like crawled its way out of her.
Yeah. She's like, I shall name thee Nosferatu. And then everyone in unison is like, oh, I'm getting the connection. We're vampires.
Now, I would have gone with the Blade lean-in, mixing in with the Marvel universe.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's too much fucking talking.
I thought it was a smart drama. Sounds like I, weirdly enough, like this better than...
When the doctor came in and talked to the sheriff, and she's like, I need you to investigate, and he's like, do you know why I moved here? Can you just tell me no, you don't want to do the investigation or whatever? Can you not tell me your whole fucking life story? And it doesn't make sense why she didn't just bring the blood with her. Be like, hey, this isn't some like weird reaction. This blood is exploding. Just a lot of things like that didn't make sense to me.
I do really like how Riley went out, though, at least. Because despite everything, and in the end, he's like, well, this is what's going on. And he's still just like, well, I'm done hurting people. If I don't do this, I'm going to start hurting people. Takes himself out.
Yeah.
Guess you could say it was a flamer all along.
Baboosh. I don't know. I think I like the characters in this show. I like the actors that was written for the characters. I don't like the events of the show. That make any sense?
Yes.
What happened in the show could have been written a lot better, but I like the characters themselves. Especially Father Paul.
Yeah. It was just like a... It was a fun watch. I will never watch it again. I don't get the hype about it. It was a pretty average, like, average to good show. But it was just, and I'm not trying to say that every show has to be, like, complex. It was just a pretty simple drama suspense, which the drama part you can just leave out.
For a mini series as well, I think... work pretty well with it. I don't know if it would necessarily have been better if it was just like a movie, but I'm glad it's not a multi-series story.
Yeah. So out of everyone in the show, who do you think is going to hell?
Who is going to hell?
Not Father Paul.
Not Riley either. I'd say Bev definitely is going to hell.
Father Paul is too. He killed a man, dude.
That's true. He didn't.
Father Paul did.
He killed the Sam or whatever.
We didn't.
He felt no remorse either.
Yeah,
we didn't see him in his most private moments. He probably repented.
We saw him in his most private moments. What do you mean?
Yeah, but not in all of them. It wasn't like a body cam.
It was better. It was third person. You tripping, dog. He's going to hell. This no is way. Catholic hell. They're all going.
Yeah, but everyone goes to Catholic hell.
Well, except maybe Annie Flynn and Annie Ed.
Straight to hell. Aaron's baby wasn't baptized. Straight to hell.
That's true. Well,
that is true.
Did she abort her kid?
Yep, she's going. Huh.
What about Mildred Gunning?
Who the fuck is that?
The doctor's mom. The one that apparently had the priest's child.
Oh, yeah, she's going to hell. Literally, I'm telling you, Ed and Annie, I think, are the only ones not going to hell.
What about Warren?
Which one was Warren?
He survived. So he
played by Igby Rigney.
So we don't know. He survived. Maybe years down there, he could.
Yeah, he survived.
He could just like burn an orphanage down or something like that.
He survived this time, but I mean, nobody survives forever.
True. I really don't. I really believe that Riley is going to heaven, though, based upon how that ending happened.
No, he's not, dude.
Yes, because in the end, the girl that was pretty much haunting him, that he ended up killing, was all better. The light was shining. She took his hand, and yeah, he went to heaven. He went to heaven.
No, this is Catholic heaven and Catholic hell. He is not going to Catholic heaven.
No, he's going to Catholic heaven. She took him. Greeks believe. She took him to Catholic heaven.
He's not going to Mount Olympus.
God damn it, dude. Plus, you don't go to Mount Olympus when you die.
He's going
in Greek mythology. Dumbass.
My bad.
You dumbass.
Mount Dead Olympus. The inverted Mount Olympus. I've seen Hercules. It's a spiral of souls swimming. Ed and Annie did not kill themselves. They did not feed. They fought against the hunger. And they were devout Catholics.
All right. I mean, you can keep arguing for it.
The doctor was a lesbian. Instant hell.
Yep, right to hell.
Allie, the child, and... Well, it's not confirmed if Sheriff Hassan died. It seemed like he did, but that would be weird because he was only shot in the leg. I mean, you can't die for that, but...
He's not Catholic.
Yeah, he's not Catholic, so he's going to Catholic hell.
Just, you know, Greeks...
Sorry, dude.
the Greek mythology of heaven is Elysium. Now you know.
That's a movie, and I heard it's bad.
It was good.
Did you like District 9? Same director?
I really liked District 9. I hated Chappie.
You hated Chappie?
How did you hate Chappie? Like Chappie was great. I liked Chappie. Okay. Yeah.
Answer my question.
I don't think robots are cool, and I didn't like that they threw in that weird South African band as like main.
They're not a band. They're a group.
Whatever.
They're not a band. They don't play instruments.
And besides, Anton, I'm sorry, but everything Greek was approved upon by everything Roman.
Point.
Yeah. Greeks got the Roman stamp of approval.
That's true. Yeah, dude. They have baths. They invited women to their orgies.
Let's not be too hasty, all right? Not everything was an improvement.
Well, they didn't talk there. You don't talk at orgies.
They were great knife makers.
I don't anyway. My mouth's full.
Swallow. Child, please.
You must swallow everything that is in that mouth, sir.
Yeah, we've talked about this. I do. All right, fellas, what are we thinking?
I'd give it a 6.
Yeah, I would agree with that one. 6 for me as well.
Okay, Mr. Greek Thumbs.
Okay,
6.5.
What the heck, Mr. Numbers?
Actually, I don't know.
Grades?
6.0125.
Whichever thing makes me the favorite in the eyes of our fans, that's what I vote.
And what do you say, fans? We don't know.
So yeah, say,
you little dickheads, even if we have fans, I don't even know if they would talk. You guys don't talk to us. We don't know if we have fans or not.
We've gotten a few comments here and there. But yeah, we've gotten a few comments here and there, but not enough for us to know what you think of this show or any other show that we've watched in the past. Thank you very much.
Yeah, let us hear about it. Comment on our Facebook page at Continue Watching Facebook. comment on Instagram at instagram.continuewatchingtheboys and on Grindr, where we'll be also, in your area soon.
And if you guys are trying to add me on Snapchat, I just assume you're all porn bots. So it's a bad place to do it.
But unless you start with meme, you're blocked.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't try to compliment us. That's bot behavior.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we are going to be watching next Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, which is a anime movie currently available on Crunchyroll. It's like the slightly better rolls. Slightly better version of an egg roll. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Funimation.
No. But that's true. That is totally true. So, definitely go ahead and watch that there. While you're at it, go ahead and, like everyone said, go follow us on our social medias. You can find proper links to them at anchor.fm/continuewatching. So, until next time.
Also, hey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I will be, just know that I will be accepting one-on-one fights for any one of our listeners who wants to give it a shot.
This also
needs... I'll even accept two-on-one fights.
Sure. Yeah, we can do it all together.
Yeah, and this will require us to also have a contract filled out for us to stream this live on Twitch. So, yeah.
Also, or we have a Discord. Do no contract, not yeah. stream it, and just beat your ass.
Just straight bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah, come on here, and you can find me in Ogden, Utah. I'll kick the shit out of you. We'll film it and put it on the internet.
Yeah, you don't get consent in that aspect.
Also, we have a Discord. Go join our Discord.
Oh, yeah, discord.continuewatching@gg.com.
Damn it. Okay. I'm done. Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh. Yeah, reach out to us.